Hope I did unmute it well. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here, and thanks for making the room full. Who am I? My name is Victor. I work at Red Hat in the kernel engineering, and one of the things I do there is I am a co-maintainer of this tool, BPF Trace, which I would like to introduce to you today. What is the purpose of this talk? First of all, I would like to introduce BPF Trace, which is a tracing tool and a tracing language based on eBPF. And I would like to show you what BPF Trace can do for you, what are its current capabilities. I will slightly go into some like details on how we are doing things, but I won't go too deep. And I would also like to show you what BPF Trace could do for you in the future. So what we are currently working on so that we make BPF Trace the ultimate Linux tracing tool. So let's introduce BPF Trace. First, quick question, who here has never written any BPF Trace program? Okay, good. Good to see that many newcomers to the tool. So as I said, BPF Trace is a, it's a tracing tool for Linux based on eBPF, which comes with a domain-specific language, which we call BPF script. And one of the nice things about BPF Trace is that you don't really need to know internals of eBPF too much to be able to use it, because the language is really simple. How does it work? This is like a very basic workflow of how BPF Trace works. So at the beginning, we have this BPF script.